Good morning, everyone. So I want to talk about being unmotivated, not doing shit when you say you're going to do it, and all the other host of things that that happen. I keep reading this over and over again, and it's one of the reasons why next month we are doing a whole course on self-sabotage, because when you are unmotivated and when you are not doing the things, like if you say, like, I just don't know how to get started and stuff, that is classic self-sabotage. That is like a red flag right there that we've got some going on. So next month, we're going to dive really deep into all of that. So I don't want you to, today's is just going to be a little quickie on some of the key concepts that I'm going to be teaching next month, and just to kind of give you a little kick in the ass on getting started. So the first thing that I wanted to tell you was that there are only two reasons why people don't get started. Number one, you either have identified not getting started or not doing because you have a character flaw. So at some core level, you call yourself lazy. You tell yourself you're no good at this. You tell yourself it's just, you know, I can't do hard things. Like, you have an identity around getting started. And it's like, if you're sitting around bitching and not doing something, then you need to figure out what it is you keep telling yourself about it. You're going to have to go to bat for yourself to say, it's not that I'm not lazy, it's that I haven't pushed play. It's not that I'm not lazy, it's that I haven't grabbed the pen. The second thing will always be an external circumstance. So people who don't get started, if they're not making it a character flaw, and you could have both going on at the same time, you could also be blaming an external circumstance. Well, it's COVID, I'm just saying, it's the COVID, or it's just not a good time for me, or, you know, we're too busy at work, or, you know, my partner, they just keep too much food in the house. You will have, or my past, you will have something externally that you will be blaming. So if you are not starting, I challenge you to ask yourself, what's some of the bullshit reasons I'm giving myself? And you need to label it my bullshit reasons, because at the end of the day, the only thing that's really required to get started is to actually physically write it. So I want you to think about this. If I didn't have a bad attitude about it, if I wasn't sitting around waiting for motivation, like if motivation wasn't required to do, what would I be doing? If it didn't need to feel good to start, what would I be doing? Because if it feels bad, it's because of how you're thinking. And if you're waiting on it to feel good, it's because you haven't generated good thoughts about it yet. That's all that's happened. Like, we literally know that if you need to write a 24-hour plan and you had no drama around it, you'd just write. We know that if it was like you were going to monitor your hunger scale for the next 30 days and you had no drama around doing it, guess what you'd do? You'd just fucking pay attention. It is the drama that you are attaching to it that is the problem. It is not the actual problem. And part of the drama is a lie that you tell yourself that you need to feel good to get started. No one needs to feel good to get started. No one needs to be excited. Is it more fun? Well, yeah. Is it required? No. Like, how many of you every day is like, oh, I don't know. This whole teeth brushing thing, I don't feel really good about it. I'm not excited. You don't take that bullshit from children. Like, if your husband is like, well, I know you want me to take out the trash, but God, I'm just lazy, and I'm going to tell you, it's not fun. Like, I don't really know how to get started on taking out the trash. I mean, it's sitting there. It's looking at me. I know I should do it. I can smell it in the house, but I'm just not motivated. I must be lazy. If your partners had that conversation with you, how many of you right now would be like, oh my God, get your ass up and take the trash out? The amount of time that it took you to tell me why you don't want to take out the trash, you could have took the trash out. You would have that conversation. Guys, now have the conversation with you. So a real easy hack to getting started is insert your loved one. If your child, your parent, your best friend, your boss, let's say it was your boss, and he's like, well, I'd really like to do this project, but I'm just going to have you do it because
I'm not really excited about it. And I know you have a lot going on, but I just need to like lay here for a few days and really think about why I'm not good enough and why I can't do this. So if you'll just do my work for me, it would make my life so much easier. Could you come over here and motivate me? But do my work while you motivate me. Like, none of y'all would just be like, that's a no. You'd quit the job. It would be so ridiculous. And yet, you're not questioning how ridiculous it is for yourself. And that's the problem. You think things are the problem, or you think you fundamentally are a problem, and you're not challenging yourself to say like, okay, how long is it going to take me to make this 24-hour plan? I know I have thoughts about it. I think it's going to take a long time. I think I can't follow it. I think it might not be good enough. I think it's going to be hard. I think these things. That's what's setting me up to not do. But all of those are things that I've decided to think. Those are not truths. It also could be the answer to my weight loss. It could be worth trying. I won't know if I'll follow it until I actually start making them. I could learn from this. There's a whole other set of truths that we could be telling around starting our 24-hour plans. That's what you've got to challenge yourself. So one of the things that that I wrote down is self-discipline is doing what you say you will do when you don't feel like it. You do positive things when you feel negative. And then your insistence that change, be comfortable, or feel good is what is exact, that's the exact thing that holds you back. We don't wait for motivation and we don't wait to feel like doing it. We just start doing it. So one of the things that I want you guys to be thinking about is right now we are in phase two of No BS. And the people that are struggling with getting started, it's because you haven't even listened to phase one yet. Or you listen to it through the filter of, this is going to be so hard. I'm going to have to like, let me just tell you the most common self-sabotaging thoughts that I hear from all of you guys so that you can be like, oh my God, that's freaking me. Number one, this is not going to be good enough. Like I am so miserable. I really feel like I should be doing some of those diets that I used to do because, you know, they got me really quick results. And if I could just start feeling better, then I think what I'll do is then go back and then I'll do this. So the problem with that line of thinking is that you're setting yourself up to, you don't want to pull the trigger on something super restrictive. Like you have it in your head that that's the way that works, but you also know that that way is miserable and it's really hard to keep going. So there's like, I'm scared it won't work either going behind it. And so you spend a lot of time daydreaming about it. You spend a lot of time thinking about it. And you spend a lot of time trying to convince yourself that that's the exact thing that you need to be doing. And while you're doing that, you're not even listening to the other stuff. While you're doing that, you're not giving yourself evidence that there might be something else out there that works. You're so in the loop of convincing yourself that that way worked when it's staring you in the face that it doesn't. If it works, you wouldn't be here. No one's here because they're like, oh my God, I want to pay Corinne extra money every single month because my old diets worked really well. I just want to be here and celebrate it by paying her. No one's celebrating in PNP because of some other diet that worked for them. You're here because that shit never worked. If it worked, you wouldn't be here. So you have got to stop letting your brain run on autopilot. Self-sabotage will end at the rate at which you stop being on autopilot and you start redirecting your brain, redirecting your brain, redirecting your brain. And bitches, get used to it. Because here's the deal. I am 15 years in. I am still redirecting my brain at least, I don't know, 500 times a day for various reasons. So if I can do it that much, I know you guys can too. Sitting there and telling me that redirecting your brain takes too much energy is some fucking bullshit. Because let me tell you what else I do. All of you who are like, oh, so hard to redirect my brain. Why can't these thoughts just stop? Stop whining about it. You don't need the thoughts to stop. I'm a very happy person. and my thoughts have not stopped. I've been able to keep my weight off, and my thoughts have not stopped. I lost my weight, and my thoughts did not stop. There's 1,000 things that I do very well, and my thoughts didn't have to stop in order to do it. So stop wishing for that part. Let me tell you why. Because when you sit around, and you're wishing that those thoughts would stop and everything, guess what you're not doing? Redirecting, thinking something new. You give them more credence when you sit there and give them the power, like these thoughts, well, they need to stop because they make me feel so bad. They don't make you feel shit. They enter your brain. You don't feel anything until you believe them. So you're going to need to redirect and redirect and redirect over and over and over again. And here's how I know that it's not as tiring as you think it is. So telling yourself, it's just still exhausting. It's not. Because every time you guys come in here and make a fucking post that says, I'm so sick and tired of myself. I just don't know why I'm not started. I'm so frustrated with myself. I'm blah, blah, blah. You sit there and you tell me how shitty it is to be stuck in inaction. That is the story you need to be telling yourself. You know what? It feels worse to be in inaction. Inaction actually feels worse than doing the work, than redirecting my thoughts, than making my 24-hour plan. This is going to be what Self-Sabotage Month is all about. We are going to have to rewrite the story you guys have around what it takes to lose the weight. You guys have a story you tell right now. For those of you who are stuck in inaction, it is a nightmare. It is too hard. Like, you keep telling yourself it's going to be so hard. You need to stop telling yourself it's going to be so hard. It's going to be one thing at a time. It's going to be challenging myself on, what if it's not hard? What if it's just me doing one thing at a time and figuring out what works easy for me? Because that's exactly what it's going to be. I don't set you bitches up to have to do really hard shit. You guys have hard thinking and wonder why it's hard to do. The next thing that you guys do is like, so it's like, it's going to be hard. This whole I ain't got time shit. Look, you ain't got time to overeat. You need to tell yourself, when you're telling yourself you ain't got time, say, you know what I don't have time for? Worrying about my weight, stressing about my weight. I don't have time for sitting around wondering when I'm going to get started. I for sure don't have time to sit around and worry why I can't get my ass started. That's time wasters. You have to redefine in your brain what's going on. And then I guess one of the other big ones is you guys will sit around and talk about how it's going to be like you have to be selfish, put yourself first, and all this other stuff. Guys, most of you have to stop saying you're going to put yourself first. It sounds like it should be lovely, but let me just ask you. When you say, I'm going to have to put myself first, if it doesn't feel good, it is a loaded thought underneath. And what that means is that putting myself first sounds like it should be awesome. It's the worst advice anybody could give you, though. It's the absolute worst. Because if they don't know your working definition behind what putting yourself first means, they've basically just said, hey, you know all the shit you're afraid of? I'm going to need you to just go do that. You know all that shit you think dieting is like? You know, selfish. Kids aren't going to be able to take care, being taken care of. Whatever it is that you have working underneath it, that's what somebody's just told you to go do. So the way that I always teach you guys, if you're having a thought that should work and it's not, ask yourself, how does this thought make me feel? If it feels like ass, scary, selfish, or whatever, that's not going to work for you. Just because, like, we do have a few people that when they say, I'm putting myself first, it feels very loving and luscious. They're like, you know what? I'm putting myself first because I have done enough work to understand I come out better on the other side and blah, blah, blah. Their story around putting themselves first is intact and they've worked on it and whatnot, but you ain't got that time. When you are first starting out, We got to find thoughts at work right now. We can't be trying to like figure out all this bullshit like that's going to be like in 2 years. We need what's going to work now. So rather than saying I'm going to put myself first, what we really have to do is we have to start making sure that we redefine the story that you have around getting started feels good and doable and worth it and less scary. And the story around not getting started is very painful. Your brain, I don't know if you guys know, I've talked about this before, but I want to just say it one more time. The brain has something called the motivational triad. We're going to talk a lot about that and more next month. But all you need to know is that our brains are pre-wired, hardwired in at birth to do three things: seek pleasure, avoid pain, and do the easiest things possible. The easy is your habit brain. Your brain has taken a collection of stories over the years and made it habitual, autopilot for you to think. It's going to want to think those things first. So what we have to do is we have to start helping you go off autopilot for a while. Go, like, you got to take the wheel. You know, Jesus, take the wheel. I need tribe, take the wheel. You're going to have to steer the ship for a while on purpose so that it stays headed in the right direction. Seek pleasure. Most of you are seeking pleasure through the food. Now what I'm going to do is I'm going to teach you next month how to start seeking pleasure through the things that you do for yourself that are healthy. We have to make that stuff more pleasurable than the ding-dongs and the Cheetos at night. We have to start wiring the story to where it's so, like, your pleasure is not coming from that. That's why we do discovery worksheets. Guys, everything that I teach you has a purpose behind it. It is to unwind the story that you have around the food. If your brain is getting pleasure, and I don't mean from the sugar. I mean, if your brain gets pleasure because you tell yourself stuff around your overeating, like somehow it's helpful and somehow it's doing something more, but it's my only escape. It's the only thing that I get for me. If you're retelling that story over and over again and you don't tell yourself a new story around the positive things, guess what? Your brain is hardwired to go for the pleasure. So if we don't make that painful, guess what? You're going to go for it. And then it wants to avoid pain. So if your story around starting your 24-hour plan is painful, like it takes so much time. Like, I don't know if it's going to work. There's no way I can lose weight eating the things I like. Like if it's very, like if you allow that to just keep running on autopilot, guess what? You're not going to be attracted to it. That's going to be painful. It's going to be like a hot stove. Don't start that 24-hour plan. That thing takes a lot of time. Are you kidding me? Don't touch that hot stove. You can't eat those things. That diet you did with Jane Fonda in 83 is what works. You have to watch what you're telling yourself. So we have to be working on those things. So we're going to work on it a lot next month. But here's the bottom line for newbies. Push play. You need to tell yourself, no more bullshit. I don't need to wait for motivation. I don't need to wait for any of that stuff. My weight loss is going to come from my willingness to not need to feel good first to do it. That's why I keep gaining weight. Because I keep doing things to just feel good. Right now, you know what I need to learn how to do? I need to work on my willingness bones. I need to work on my, like, I'm going all in bones. I need to work on my, like, trepidation bones. I need to work on my self-doubt bones. Like, I need to be willing to experience some of that stuff and quit waiting for everything to feel good first. So here's the instructions for all newbies. Get through module one. You are going to need next month, if you are really interested in losing weight, you will need to have listened to modules one or phase one and phase two. That's going to be losing weight and thinking thin. Those two phases of no BS are a requirement if you would like to end your self-sabotage next month. Now, if you want to keep it and you would like to stay frustrated and you would like to stay sitting around self-loathing and you want to sit around impatient with yourself and you want to continue the cycle of giving up and quitting and, you know, proving it true, like you wasted your money and you wasted your time on another diet and stuff. If you would like to keep doing that, then I highly recommend you don't push play. I highly recommend that you keep sitting around, scrolling Facebook, seeing what everybody else is doing, getting jealous of everybody getting results, going out into your Facebook feed, going on to Instagram, looking around to see how everybody else in the world's thinking and feeling right now, find you some commiserating partners on why you're overweight. Like, you keep doing all of that. That's the path to where you are right now. And if you want to stay there, stay in your holding pattern. For those of you who are done with that shit and tired of whining about it and tired of your own crap and tired of feeling bad and all this other kind of stuff, I want you to really understand where you're at. There is nothing scary inside of no BS. I don't bite people in there. There is nothing in there that's going to dig up an old bone or skeleton or make you go into some kind of crying tunnel that you can't come out of. You're going to learn four basics. The worst that's going to happen is you're going to overeat. You're fucking doing that now, not even on purpose. At least when you're in no BS, we can track why you're overeating and then we get to the work of solving for it. Figuring out the easiest way possible to end that shit. How to start thinking like somebody that's not wearing their asses out every night and going to bed like binged out and exhausted. Like, all that can end whenever you're ready. But you're going to have to get ready. You got to quit waiting to get motivated. You got to be so sick of your own shit that you're ready to, like, start leveling up your shit. All right. Has anybody got any questions this morning? My whole family's walking around me right now. They're probably like, what's up with Mama this morning? The four basics work. Just do them. Do the thought work. Allow yourself to hope and believe that this time is different. This is what we all been looking for. Down 35 pounds with the four basics. Yeah, and guys, there's no harm. Like, if you're too afraid to even hope and believe, let me just tell you, what is the harm in hoping and believing? It kind of feels good. The worst that will happen is it doesn't work. Well, it ain't working now. So you might as well at least feel good while you give your a given effort. The new no BS is the best ever. I can't wait for y'all to have this. I am so legit. Okay, I do want to say one thing. Kim Schultes. Is this my Kim from Mount Juliet? I don't know if it's you. I don't know if it's... What if I don't know my why? Who gives a fuck why? Make a list of 10. Come up with... You do know your why. Why are you here right now? Why'd you ask the question? You probably asked the question. I'm not a newbie, but struggling with doing the thing right now. It's because you think you need a why to do it. No, you don't. Why'd you ask the question? Like, tell me five reasons right now. Where'd you go? Allison, tell me five reasons right now. I'm not getting off this damn live until you give me five reasons. Seriously. Number one, here's some of my reasons. Number one, when I was sitting on the couch, here's one of my reasons. I want to wake up each day and not cry anymore. There's a good reason. You're not stuck. You're making a choice to stay who you are. All right, to not feel gross. So if you don't want to feel gross, how do you want to feel? How do you want to feel, Allison? Tell me. You're not stuck. You're not pushing play. You're like, you're on, like, I love how you say, I'm stuck, but I'm listening to this Facebook Live. That's not being stuck. That's called doing something about it. But do you see how you're like you're fit, in control? Okay, so now you have two reasons why, like, why. I'd like to lose weight because I'd like to be fit and I'd like to be in control. So don't tell me some bullshit that you don't know why. You guys say, I don't know why, so that you don't have to think about what to do next. Like, just be honest with yourselves. Every single person in here did not say like, oh my God, that blonde lady looks like she could use $59 a month. Sign me up for that charity program. Who did that? Not a soul. Not a single one of you did that. Every one of you that sits around and tells me, I don't know why. Like, you want to blame your stuckness on, like, I don't know why? It's because you're wanting to blame your stuckness rather than push and play. If you want to know why you want to lose weight, all you got to do is answer the question. I didn't want to wake up crying every day. You know what I wanted to wake up? Feeling alive again. Part of the reasons why I lost weight was because, like, I wanted to be an example to Logan. I didn't want him to have my obesity gene. I was terrified I was passing on, my weight to Logan. And I just decided he was one of the reasons. He was one of many reasons. I wanted to, like, feel good in my body. I wanted to get out of Lane Bryant. That was like one of my big reasons. I wanted to get out of Lane Bryant. I wanted to be able to go on a walk with Chris and not be so winded and have to tell him to slow down. That was another reason why. I had lots of reasons. You know why? Because I would think about, what is it about my life right now that I'm not loving? And what is it that I would want for myself? Like, when I think about myself in 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, what is it that I want? You have to be willing to think about it. But guys, you're not allowed to tell yourself, I don't know why. You know why? Because when you say that, you stop thinking. Always tell yourself, if I had to guess. But I'm going to tell you, you're not stuck because you don't know your why. Your why is something that, like, allows you, when in the moments you don't want to, it just reminds you of why you're doing this to begin with. But it is not the answer to everything. The answer is, why are you stuck? You think the why is one of them. All right, so then now you have a why. So that's gone. So what's your next reason for being stuck? Probably because you're like, I am afraid that if I get started, here is the things. I'm stuck because my why nots are in control. I don't really even understand. Like, give me a specific example. Kim Schultes, the reason why I'm asking is I saw you on the news. I did not realize that you had, that y'all were in the tornado. Did you lose stuff? Or was it just your neighborhood got devastated and were, I did not know this. I just saw you on the news yesterday. Seriously. I want to inspire people. How to level up self-care, doing the usual things, but need some new ideas. Ask that inside the group. That is a great thread, a very positive thread, actually, that I would love to see inside the Facebook group where people are actually thinking about taking action. How can I take more forward action? What is the next easiest thing I can do? How can I be leveling up? I would love to see more of that going on. I feel like Allison, Corinne, you were talking to me. I so need this right now. My why, feeling good, being healthy, fitting in my clothes, to feel pretty, to love life. Yeah. And this is the funny thing, guys. A lot of your whys, like feeling good, you guys think your weight is going to do that for you. What makes you feel good? Your thoughts about yourself, your thoughts about the things you're doing for yourself. Your thoughts about how you're living your life, your thoughts about your future, the thoughts about what you're going to do for you. That's what makes you feel good. Guess what? That happens at 250 pounds. Here's how I know. I felt pretty fucking good all the way down. You know why? Because each day I thought more about what I was doing for myself, the life I wanted to create, how I was going to get there, the things that I was overcoming, the little things I was doing for myself. I reminded myself like a fucking like crazy person every single day. Every little thing that if I took one less bite, I rewarded myself in my brain for it every single time. I had to make every change on losing weight so much more valuable than sitting around thinking about how it wasn't enough. You ain't got time to think anything you're doing for yourself isn't enough. None of you do. Not a soul. Anybody who wants to hang on to that theory, you tell me how well that's working for you. Being healthy. Guess what? The more you think luscious things, like you get to be healthy at 250 pounds. You get to start at any time doing tiny things to be healthier. Like the day that I started eating ice cream in a smaller bowl, I thought this is what them healthy people do. I just know this is what healthy people do. You know what they do? They don't eat out of the carton anymore. Here I am being one of them healthy people. Like you get to think those things whenever you're ready. Fitting in my clothes better. Guess what? The more you think like a healthy person, the more you reward yourself like a healthy person, and the more you think about all the things you're going to do, guess what the result is? Probably fitting in your clothes better. If you want to feel pretty, you are going to have to tell yourself things starting now. We do not feel pretty when we lose weight. You know how I know this? One of the things that I did not work hard enough on when I was losing weight was my body. Like the relationship with my external body. I nitpicked it a lot. Guess what happened when I lost all my weight? I was in the habit and autopilot on nitpicking things. I looked for how it wasn't right. I would feel let down that my weight loss didn't change everything exactly the way I thought. You know what? If you don't want to be let down at the end, you're going to have to learn how to make peace with the body you have at every stage. Because if you do it at every stage, then at the end of the road, guess what? You have a pretty good relationship with your body, with whatever happens at the end. I had to retroact it and do it through maintenance. My maintenance life could have been a lot easier had I just started with it. Like when I look back on the things that I did, and I don't do this with regret, and I don't do this as like a second guess. I'm always trying to figure out what did I do that you guys need to know, and what did it that I not do that you guys need to know to do? Because I didn't do it perfect either. So I'm always trying to teach you guys, like if I had to do it all over again, 2020 hindsight, right? Here's the things I would have layered in for sure. Like learning to talk to my body, learning to look at my body, learning to not nitpick my body. Those are the things I for sure would have been doing. And if you want to love life, guess how you love life? You don't wait for weight loss. You start telling yourself today what's right about your life. You start finding how you're set up in your life. You start practicing gratitude today. You start doing the things that make you love your life. The more you love your life, guess what? You don't need to eat to escape from it. This is why I love it when you guys tell me why you want to lose weight, because the reasons why you want to lose weight are nobody ever types in to weigh 150. I just need to weigh 150. That's it. No, you always tell me what it is you most seek. And the thing that you guys do is you say, I want all these things. And when I lose weight, that's when all that will happen, right? It's like, no, every bit of it. We need to work harder on how can that happen now, because that will make the weight loss so much easier to achieve. The reason why I'm not losing weight is because I refuse to think any of these things. It's because I set my life up to be miserable right now so that I have my excuse to just eat through it. Can you give me an intentional thought to practice instead of my unintentional thought of, I shouldn't be having this because it's bad for me when I'm eating my planned dessert. I want to enjoy it periodically, but I'm still thinking thoughts that make me feel guilty. Yeah, that is definitely a thought that is not going to help, and it's one that you're going to need to rewire. So one of the things, like I shouldn't be having this because it's bad for me when I'm eating my planned dessert, one quick hack is put on the end of it, and that's my old programming around desserts. This is me learning how to unwind my old programming. Like, this is me teaching myself how to have planned desserts to decondition old thinking. A lot of you, that kind of thought really works for you, especially those of you who are like into the brain science part or into the part where you are I know this is my thinking. So like really showing your brain like, this is my old conditioning and we're reworking it. Now, that doesn't mean that the guilt goes away, but you will like have the guilty thought and then you will have the awareness thought. You'll have the guilty thought, you'll have the awareness thought. You have to pass through the awareness phase of what you're doing before like your brain can kind of latch onto, like, oh, okay. So we're unwiring. We're learning how this is part of the deal. Then you start getting into, like, this is what I do. Like, you move to the next phases later. But the first phase is really deconditioning the old. And a lot of times just telling yourself that's what you're doing moves you out of the guilty part of it. Kind of gets it more factual. I'm pregnant, COVID, and kid is at home. Okay. Those, and these are the ones that make it harder. I'm glad you used quotes because that's not what makes it harder. You're pregnant. You know what that makes? You motivated to eat healthy because you're carrying a child. If you want to be, you could be just saying, like, being pregnant's really, like, this is awesome. Because while I'm pregnant, there's probably no better time ever in the history of my life when learning how to eat when I'm hungry and stopping at satisfied is going to be awesome. Because that, like, my body is primed and conditioned right now to tell me exactly what it needs. It's pregnant. It's on high alert for what it needs because it's trying to grow a human. Like, you could be having that conversation and be like, oh my God, it's going to be so hard to do things because I got this baby in my belly. Like, you can do that if you want to, but it feels like fucking ass, so stop doing it. COVID is not making things harder, guys. You are at home, like you said, and you have a kid at home. You're at home with your kid. COVID's out there. A lot of you are not even telling yourselves that. COVID's out there. Guess what I am? In my four walls. Doing the shit I should be doing. Figuring out how to live my life. You could be having that conversation and be like, no, COVID makes it really hard, Corinne. COVID can't do anything unless you have COVID. It can't emotionally do anything to you guys. Even if you have COVID, it can't emotionally do anything to you until you attach thoughts to it. It is a circumstance. It is a circumstance. Do we all agree? I know some of you are like, no. I'm like, all right, well, then don't agree. But sit there and then worry and get shitty diapers about it and stuff and then go eat. Because that's what's happening. You've got to be deliberate how you want to think about it. If you want to think about it this way, COVID is a circumstance that I'm working my mind around. COVID is a circumstance that I have a lot of thoughts about. What are they? Start there. That's way different than COVID makes it so much harder. If it feels like ass, I'm going to say it one more time. It's not a thought that's going to help you get unstuck. If you're sitting around waiting on motivation, then quit talking like an asshole to yourself. Saying, I need to find my thoughts around COVID that are hanging me up. Like, people should do better. Look, that's never a thought that works. I don't care if it's the COVID. I don't care if it's Christmas. I don't care if it's how often somebody gives you a gift for your birthday. Somebody taking out your trash. People should do better. If that's your thought, here's what I want you to do. I want you to be like, you know what? This is a really good opportunity for me. Where else does this thought populate in my life and hamstring me? Here's how my kids should be doing better. Here's how my partner should be doing better. Here's how my parents could have done better raising me. Here's how I should do better. Where are you shouldn't all over yourself and all over the other people in your life? That's way more useful than sitting around thinking about rank strangers and what they should be doing. You can't control them. So if you can't control them, then I challenge you, rather than sitting around thinking that somehow you judging their behavior is changing the world, change your own world first. When I drop every one of my shoulds, then I'll should all over a rank stranger. But if I'm still hanging on to the idea that my partner should be showing up in a different way, my kids should show up in a different way, my past should have been different, I should be different, here's all the ways that I'm not showing up for me, work on that stuff. Stop letting all this other shit be a distraction from you figuring out your best life. Y'all got to be on to every single thing you use as a waste of time. People will say, I don't know why I'm so stuck. I don't know why I'm not pushing play. I don't know why I'm not making my 24-hour plan. But you got time to go on Facebook and talk about how everybody else in the world should be showing up. You're up to date on every single person's judgment about what else is going on in the world. You know what your high school friends think about what's going on with some other high school friend. You know all that stuff. But you know what you don't know? What lesson 3 of the no BS said? You don't know what you're going to eat for lunch yet. You don't know your why. I guarantee you right now that every one of you who don't know your why, and you don't haven't made a plan today and stuff, there is some bullshit in the world that you ain't got any business knowing right now, but that's where you're spending your time. Stop wasting your time on useless shit. If you can tell me what's going on Tiger King before you can tell me what's on your 24-hour plan, we got a problem. If you can tell me what's wrong in the world before you can tell me what's for lunch, we got a problem. Because you are here to change your life. And if you're going to change your life, it's going to start with knowing what you're eating for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. When you don't want to. When you have thoughts about it. You all joined because you want better for your life. You want better, you got to start eating better. You want better, you got to start thinking better. You want better, you got to cut the bullshit out of your life. I don't care if you watch Tiger King, and I don't care if you keep up with the news, and I don't care if you keep up with your Facebook friends and all that other shit, but do not sit there and do it at the expense of your hopes, dreams, and goals. Don't prioritize that shit over push and play. Don't tell me if you're doing all that, that you ain't got time or that it's going to be too hard. You know what hard is? Keeping up with all that shit. That's the hard part of life. All right, I don't think I'm going to be able to get through all the questions. I'm just going to scroll down to the bottom. Can you come live at my house? Y'all don't want me living at your house? Instead of doing nothing and pouting about why it's hard, I need to redirect my crap thoughts. Exactly, Allison. Good job. I have to stop shooting myself. Spend some time doing the TDL and pick something to do a model on. All right, so Allison, here's the other thing I want to warn you on, and I want to warn everybody that I am going to get out of here. Don't judge yourself. It's so clear that my thoughts are whacked out. Here's what I want you to tell yourself. It's so clear. It's just time to go to work on my thoughts. That's it. They're not whacked out. There's nothing, guys. Here's the thing, and this is going to be the lovey-dovey part of this. I don't want you guys judging yourselves. Like, I get all animated and I preach and everything, but I do that to get your attention. But at the end of the day, I need every single one of you to just remember, this is just years and years and years of no one telling me that there's an option to think a different way. This is just years and years and years of me not knowing that I could challenge my thoughts and I could challenge my assumptions anytime I'm ready. And now I get that gift. And now I get the opportunity. And thank God I'm here. Because that's why you're here. You're here because now we're going to like figure out where we want to go with our life. And you don't have to lose your weight to feel better. And you don't have to lose your weight to feel enough. And you don't have to lose your weight for, like, our job here is to help you lose that mental weight that keeps the physical weight on. I want you all feeling better now. I want you all feeling good now. I want you to enjoy the ride. Best gift I ever gave myself was losing weight. And it wasn't because I ended up getting my goal weight. I enjoyed the ride. I did. I still do. I set myself up along the way to enjoy it so that it is more painful for me to give up this life than it is to keep it. And most of you have only learned how to lose weight in such a painful way that it's real easy to give it up once it's over because it was so hard to get there. I want you to fall in love with the person you're building and the lifestyle you're building, that you never want to trade it in again. That there's nothing out there any better than this. That is our goal, and that's what we're going to work on. So push play. If you're still with me, no more waiting. There's no better time. Do not allow yourself to any of that bullshit. It will be easier than I ever believe it will be. There's no better time than now. There's nothing happening in the world that's worth my dreams and my goals. All right? Y'all have a good one. I will, what is today? Tomorrow is the public live. So you will see me on the public live tomorrow, 8:30 a.m. Central on facebook.com/PNP Girl. That's where I come live on Wednesdays. All right. Bye, y'all.